At the annual Comics Conference at the University of Florida held earlier this spring, Stephanie Bullock spoke with two of the guest artists.
Recently, I had a chance to talk with one of the most charming couples in the comics world. Tom Hart and Leela Korman are both Zarek Award-winning cartoonists. Tom Hart for his series Hutch Owen, which is available online and in print, and Leela Korman for her comic Queen's Day. Hart runs a website called The Story Arc, devoted to teaching comics in New York to people of all ages. Here, beginning with Tom Hart, followed by Leela Korman, are some of their thoughts about teaching children how to create comics.
So I teach younger kids just the art of moving from one panel to another and getting them to think about how to tell a story, because I find that's the hardest leap to make in comics, is to go from the stage where you're drawing, where you're making drawings over and over and over again, to where you're actually able to make one drawing and then another separate drawing afterwards that begins to tell a story.
I was really obsessed with figure drawing and really worked at it. And then when I started drawing comics, it was like suddenly I couldn't draw anymore. And people were kind of, other artists, like scoffing at me because it seemed like I couldn't draw, you know. I think drawing comics is a whole other way of drawing. When you're creating a comic, you're creating a graphic object in a different way. And you're also trying to get a lot of information across with very simple lines and shapes.
Well, if you ask any child of between ages 3 and 9 or 10, if they can draw, they'll say, of course I can draw, and they'll draw for you, because drawing isn't something you think you're good or bad at, it's just something you do. It's like, can you write your name? Yeah, of course I can write my name.
Right, can you draw me a house? Can you draw me the sun? Can you draw your mom?
Can you sit down, or can you ride a bike? Yeah. But then after a certain while, they start to think that they have to be good at it, and if they're not good at it, they shouldn't do it. That's a hard thing to try and overcome. You get a lot of kids who are afraid to draw because they've gotten used to it, meaning something has to be realistic. And the best thing you can do for those kids is to just teach them how to see and allow them to make a mess on the paper. But if those marks on the paper and the work that they're putting down on the paper shows that they're looking, then it's terrific.